For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. A magnitude 3.4 earthquake with an epicenter in rural Riverside County was recorded Tuesday afternoon. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the epicenter of the 2:30 p.m. quake was about 15 miles east of Temecula and about 2 miles northwest of the unincorporated community of Aguanga. USGS data showed that the rupture originated nearly 8 miles underground. There were no immediate reports of injuries or damage from the tremor. One of the Inland Empire's longest-running murder cases is taking another turn. Governor Newsom signed an executive order Friday, launching an independent investigation of death row inmate Kevin Cooper's case. The order came in response to Cooper's application for clemency. The Douglas Ryan family was slain in their home 37 years ago near the Chino Men's Prison where Cooper had escaped. He was tried, convicted, and sentenced to death. 2 years ago, Governor Newsom ordered additional forensic testing in the Cooper case. It called for closer examination of human hairs, blood, fingernail scrapings, and a green button. San Bernardino County District Attorney Jason Anderson expressed disappointment. He said, quote, "Previous additional DNA testing have all confirmed Mr. Cooper is solely responsible for the murders of Douglas Ryan, Peggy Ryan, Jessica Ryan, Christopher Hughes, and the attempted murder of Joshua Ryan. Prior DNA testing that Mr. Cooper sought, agreed to, and claimed would exonerate him have all confirmed Mr. Cooper's guilt and that Mr. Cooper's allegations of evidence tampering were unfounded." Cooper claims modern-day testing is more scientifically reliable and could corroborate the involvement of other suspects. He says that evidence against him was planted, tainted, or destroyed by law enforcement. This story from Inland News Today. Hundreds of years after slavery, a California task force will study and recommend reparations for African Americans. The group held its first meeting Tuesday. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
The task force was created in the wake of racial justice protests last year following the police murder of George Floyd. Its 9 members will study the lasting harms of slavery and recommend possible forms of compensation as well as policy changes. It's the first of its kind in the nation and lauded by officials including Attorney General Rob Bonta, who spoke at the inaugural meeting.
Ultimately, whether our ancestors were here or not, whether they were part of the machinery of slavery or not, we must all ask ourselves, as Americans and as Californians, how we can work together to form a more perfect union.
Advocates hope the task force can become a model for the federal government, which has never approved reparations for descendants of Africans held in slavery. Experts told the task force that while California was not considered a slave state, it sanctioned the practice. A few years before the Civil War, the California Supreme Court ordered an escaped slave named Archie Lee back to the custody of the man who had held him.
Some asked us, why in California? Why not somewhere else? Why did we not do it in the South?
That's Secretary of State Shirley Weber, who authored the legislation creating the commission last year when she was in the state assembly.
But we came to understand very clearly that California has the ability and the power to do it. And if not us, then who?
The task force must report its recommendations to the legislature by June 2022. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
Labor unions representing workers in manufacturing, retail, and other businesses are backing Governor Gavin Newsom in an expected recall election. The California Labor Federation delivered the endorsement Tuesday at the state capitol on behalf of 2.1 million workers and 1,200 affiliated unions. They say Newsom supported workers during the pandemic and called the drive to remove him from office, quote, anti-worker. Their announcement aims to show unity in organized labor after the new president of the largest state workers union said he won't support the governor. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.